I'm gonna let Carlos introduce himself, and then we will start his presentation. Carlos, thank you so much for your valuable time and for sharing your expertise with our audience. It's a pleasure to have you. Carlos is the co-founder and CEO of Marketer Brothers, and he's based in Denver, Colorado. Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you, Tade. It's a pleasure to be here today, and always excited to share great, valuable information, but very, very thankful for you, your organization. I've been following your Chamber of E-commerce for years now, and the great work that you do, bringing awareness to businesses all over the United States, really, and the world, that e-commerce and marketing in a digital fashion are here to stay. And they are key components, really, for any business, especially right now, to move forward and to really thrive in the new economy that it's approaching. So very, very excited to be with you. Give me a little bit of information about who are we speaking to today so that I can, as I show my presentation, customize for the audience as well.
Perfect, Carlos. The stage is all yours.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Well, welcome, everybody. I know that I am speaking to business owners, and I know that this is a very, very challenging time for businesses all over the world and in the United States. You know, we have been really experiencing some unprecedented changes that none of us expected at any point in our lives, probably. But what it's really, really interesting is the diverse reactions that people have had with this situation, you know. And today we're going to touch on topics that are relevant to businesses and how you can really adjust to this one situation. So I'm gonna share my presentation here real quick, and of course give time towards the end to answer any questions. Let me know if you can see my presentation.
Yeah, we can see it.
Perfect. Let me put it in present mode. Excellent. So who we are, you know, I own several different businesses. I have four companies that are 7 and 8 figure companies. Right now, I'm going to share with you from the marketing perspective and how we are helping businesses navigate in this COVID-19 pandemic times. You know, I founded several companies in my day. I'm going to share a little bit about my background so that you understand who I am and what I've done as a businessman, but also as an entrepreneur that has survived and has thrived in the last two major recessions in the United States. You know, one of the stories I like to tell all the time is that when I was working for Hewlett-Packard in the early 2000s, I was an engineering manager there. And I started my career there as an intern, right? As a free intern. I wanted to get my foot in the door, and I wanted to really build the future for myself. So after college, I started working for Hewlett-Packard. They couldn't hire anybody for pay. So I said, I don't care. Just let me be in your office, learn, help some people. And that's how I started. So for about my first 6 to 9 months, I did free work for them, but earned their trust. And they hired me on as an engineer. And within 5 years, I was the engineering manager for the whole laser jet printing division in the United States that went all over the world as well. We built plants all over the world. And it was fun and it was exciting. But, you know, that was when the first crisis in my life as a business owner and as a professional hit. Right around 2001, if you recall, there was a dot-com bubble that popped. And many of the startups at that time just went out of business. I was heavily invested in many of them, lost multiple six figures in that pop. And that left a lasting impression in me as to what not to do in the future, what verticals, what industries not to participate in. And I've been really, really successful at entering categories and industries that are somewhat recession-proof, if not recession advantageous. So when things like this happened, they can actually take advantage of the situation, not in a bad way, but just be prepared, because in a recession and in a crisis, there's always two sides, right? There's we were just talking to you, Tade, right now. There's always the side that suffers the most, and then there's other the sides that were somewhat prepared for it that are taking advantage. So my goal today is to share with you some strategies on how to innovate your digital marketing during this time when you're probably at home or in limited operational capacity in your business, but also these lessons that I hope to share with you today and strategies can help you thrive well after the pandemic, right? My marketing agency that I co-founded with my brother is called Marketer Brothers. And this is our background. You know, between my brother and I, we have 40 years of combined experience building 7- and 8-figure businesses. I'm the founder of a high 7-figure 3PL distribution company, NetDirect Distribution, that is located here in Denver, Colorado. We're busier than ever, distributing medical supplies, distributing PPE equipment, distributing, you know, things that are supporting not only our medical professionals, but businesses during this pandemic times. We are also consultants to hundreds of 7- and 8-figure Amazon brands in health, beauty, and medical devices. We are the ones that help them with all their marketing strategies to be perfectly positioned on the platform on Amazon and many other e-commerce platforms so that their brands and products can thrive on those platforms. We're the founders of a disruptive socialized commerce platform called Trunited that was founded 3 years ago. It's a direct sales e-commerce platform that is also growing very, very fast right now because it brings people a home-based business opportunity. And as you can understand, the demand for home-based business is at an all-time high right now. So that is also growing a lot. I'm the founder of one of the largest supplement brands on Amazon, Dr. Emil Nutrition, which is an 8-figure plus brand that also, you know, we've used all this marketing strategy that I'm going to share with you to position this brand in a short year and a half. It has become really a juggernaut of nutrition on the Amazon platform. Ricardo is one of the founders of the Inc. 500 fastest growing tech company in the US, Kika Enterprises. We are technology solution providers for Fortune 500 companies like Verizon, AT&T, Uber, Google, and others. And we're an award-winning marketing agency, Marketer Brothers, with a 2020 ABA Digital Awards winner and a $1 million to come a club from ClickFunnels. You know, these are some of our reviews. So that's a little bit of our background. I think it's important to just bring context so that you know that the information I'm going to share with you has been acquired for a very long period of time. And I've tried to distill it for you so that you can take the best learning and lessons that I've acquired with my team over the years and apply it to your business. So what is the proper mindset to navigate this crisis? I think one of the challenges right now is that I'm seeing a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that are really not understanding or not knowing how to react or how to do properly, right? In times of crisis, in times of situations like right now, the default reaction of many is to contract, right? To not expand, to not run, to wait and see, right? In those behaviors, although our natural human behaviors of self-preservation are not necessarily the best natural behaviors of self-preservation for businesses. Instead, there is a lot of opportunities that need to be taken advantage of right now. Because if you wait, then it might be too late, number one. Or if you wait, your competitors might have a huge lead on you and you might not be able to catch up. I always say right now there's two types of people. There's those who are waiting for help and those who help themselves. Those who are waiting for help, unfortunately, the help is going to arrive too little too late. That's just the reality of things. The ones that are helping themselves are the ones that will be able to survive and thrive in the new economy. So the focus has to be on opportunities, not problems, right? Some of the highlights of what's going on right now is that social media advertising ad costs are at an all-time low because of this natural contraction. Most businesses have shut down their campaigns, and social media advertising costs are based on supply and demand. So when the demand is low for them, the cost goes down. So right now is an opportunity, a great opportunity for any business to really take advantage of undervalued ad costs on the diverse social media platforms. Number two, customer internet attention is at an all-time high. Right now, people are at home, consumers are at home. People are spending time on their devices, looking for information, news, value, anything they can get a hold of. They're trying to learn new things. So this might be the best time to reach your customers. Number three, every business has now turned to the internet to keep operating, even if they didn't before.
Yep.
We're talking to many, many businesses, hundreds of businesses that did not have anything established to do business online. And they're being too quickly, within a week or two, implement solutions to start capturing sales online and to start capturing clients online. So like I was telling Taide earlier, is not a, I want to anymore, is I must.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're being forced. And just the massive adoption of these technologies that I feel this one event in time has pushed the adoption of many of these things, like Zoom, for example, the platform we're talking on. Zoom has acquired massive amounts of people in different industries that would have taken them another 10 years to acquire in just a few weeks. Because now people need a way to communicate, need a way to receive schooling online, learn, communicate with family. I mean, there's just unlimited ways to use these technologies, and being part of this is very advantageous for you and your business. Number four, e-commerce of all kinds is booming in many categories and is a trend that will continue to grow fast, right? Many people that have never bought anything online or bought very little online now are buying everything they can online because they don't want to go to the store.
Exactly.
Right? And that habit will prevail in the new economy. And that's the number five. Physical distancing is creating new habits that will perdure after it ends, right? If we get used to buying most of your stuff online for the next foreseeable future, it could be a month, it could be 2 months, then those habits are going to teach the person that, you know what? Instead of going and buying these things that I used to go to the store, I'm just going to place an order online and I'm going to have it delivered at my doorstep. Or am I just going to go pick it up and instead of using 3 hours of my time at Sam's Club or Costco, I'm just going to have it waiting for me and that takes me 5 minutes, right? So these things are here to stay. And it's important that we have that mindset that so many changes are here and will last for a long, long time. So first topic, and this is specifically for your business. Using the internet and digital marketing to maintain and grow your business during social isolation. What does that mean? That means that your business needs to continue to provide value. Even if you're not open for business, you need to continue to provide value to your customers and potential prospects. What does that mean? And the big problem that we're seeing is that most businesses are just not properly using digital means to promote their products or services and attract new customers. The focus is typically on selling and pitching, right? I see a lot of people posting ads. And that is equivalent to you getting a telemarketer call at 9 p.m. at night, right? What do? You hang up the phone. You want nothing to do with it. So when you as a business, all you are doing is pitching your product or service and not providing any value, consumers mentally shut you off and they just skip right through. And the engagement of your posts, your pages, your personal profiles go to an all-time low where the algorithms on social media just don't even show you anymore, right? And that's very important to understand. What's the solution to this? Clients and prospects don't really want to be sold to, right? They don't want that 9 p.m. telemarketing call on their phone. They want to naturally gravitate to those businesses that add value and align with their interests, right? When people see value, they gravitate because consumers don't like to be sold to, but they like to buy. They like to shop. They like to consume information. If you shift your mindset and your focus from hard selling to adding value first and foremost in abundant quantities, the sales will come naturally, right? For example, if you have a cleaning business or you're selling anything online that is related to cleaning right now, focus on giving your consumers value about the importance of having a clean work environment, a clean home. How can that prevent you spreading the virus or things like that, right? Don't tell them, hey, I can come and sanitize your place right now for X, Y, and Z dollars, but tell them, look, these are some practices that are good practices to maintain in the workplace, in your home, to maintain the potential of spreading viruses at an all-time low. That is information that the consumer wants to consume, right? And the reality is that your consumers and prospects are spending right now a record time on the internet. So now is the time to be the most active posting content, copy, pictures, video, on massive quantities, right? A lot of people tell me, Tyde, look, man, I don't have a perfect internet strategy. You know, I don't look good on camera, or I don't know how to speak well or anything like that. It doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to get done.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. People understand that things are not perfect, right? It doesn't need to be post-produced and perfectly designed or anything like that. They just want to consume, and they love to consume natural content that is genuine and honest. You know, when you have an opportunity to show your customers the back room of your operations, your machines, your products, your people, your employees, how to make your product, that is valuable. People are curious about that. And it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be put out. So the more value you create, even if it's not perfectly done, the more you will attract business to you. So creating high value content that delivers on autopilot is very key and strategic for every business. Every business should have a portion of their budget dedicating to creating content and delivering it constantly on social media and all channels that you can. The second topic that we promise we will talk about, and this is a big one, and we see a lot of businesses making mistakes here. If you can understand this, you can grow your business by at least 20 to 30% in the remaining months of the year, right? I usually don't quote numbers, but this is a biggie. Your current customers and the untapped gold mine that every business has. What does that mean? The goal of this whole thing is to nurture and stay in touch with who? With the people that already know you, with the customers that already done business with you. And the big problem is that 9 out of 10 businesses are solely focused on selling to new customers while completely ignoring the fact that your current customers that know you are and will be the biggest source of additional sales and referrals. Your current customers and the people that already have done business with you are a gold mine that in most cases is not being tapped for additional sales and referrals, right? Service businesses tell me all the time, and I ask them, hey, what's your biggest source of new sales? And they say, referrals, right? And that is the truth for a lot of businesses. Where do referrals come from? From existing customers. However, those referrals come organically. Now, imagine if you would actually nurture that so that instead of those referrals coming come organically, you would actually ask your current customers for referrals on a consistent basis. You could double or triple the amount of referrals you're getting. So what is the solution in this case, right? You have to establish a customer reactivation campaign via email and text and reach out to your list of past customers with value and information about the current crisis. Let them know what your business is going through. People that have supported you in the past are willing to support you again if you tell them you're in a pinch, if you tell them that you need help, if you tell them that you need to promote. I've been thinking about this idea for a few weeks now that all of us as consumers and as business owners, of course, should adopt. If you're a local business, then let's have some people adopt you and become your ambassador. If at very least to share your stuff on their social media. But we should all adopt a small local business to share their social media posts if they're still operating to help them through this crisis, right? It doesn't have to be necessarily monetary support, But just being an ambassador, telling other people, sending some messages, hey, by the way, this restaurant is still open. You know, I'm very good friends with our local Carrabba's Italian food owner, Parker Brown. And he is one of the guys that is struggling the most. And I've been really active at sharing with as many people as possible the fact that they're still open and taking to-go orders, right? And I guarantee you that those businesses will be your biggest allies at the end of this crisis and your biggest source of referrals as well. Because if you help them, they'll help you back. So this is very important. So having these customer reactivation campaigns are very important. And no matter what vertical you're in, you need to stay top of mind. If you have never built a list or you don't have any information from your customers, try to find out. You know, we talked to a business in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's a downtown pizza company. It's been there for years. And when we first talked to him about this strategy, he said, I don't have a list, guys. And we're saying, do you have a point of sale system? And he said, yeah. Every time people call for an order, we take their name and their number. Oh, there's the list. We downloaded 20-something thousand records from his POS, which now are automated into these campaigns, and he's getting to-go orders every single day out of this campaign. Orders that wouldn't exist had he not let these customers know that, hey, I'm still open for business. We can do curbside pickup on them. So now's the time to get busy at looking back and looking to see who that is, right? Getting a sale and a referral from a current customer will always be easier than a new prospect. If you don't ask, you don't get, right? That's a big lesson. And customers who hear from you often are 10 times more likely to buy again and refer you a friend. If you don't know how to do this, contact us. We can help you set it up quickly within a couple days. Here's another very, very interesting strategy, Titan. The most overlooked and easy digital marketing strategy every business needs to implement now, right? When I say this, people are like, wow, what is it, right? And this comes from my experience being a top Amazon seller in the world. You know, what I realized is that on Amazon, if you think about it as a consumer, reviews are everything, right? The products that you get attracted to the most and the ones that you buy are the ones that are well-reviewed and they have a lot of reviews. So this logic applies to every single business in the planet. And most businesses are ignoring it completely. The goal is to actively manage your online reputation, to understand that the reviews that are posted for your business online need to be managed and need to be procured. Because if you leave it to chance, what happens is people that have a bad experience with your business find a way how to leave a bad review. They're quick at it. And they use that as a weapon against your business. People that are happy with your service or product don't necessarily leave a review. They are happy. They thank you. They maybe refer you somebody, but unless they get asked on a very simple fashion that doesn't create any friction, they don't leave one, right? It's just the way we humans operate. So what is the problem that we see a lot of the time is that most businesses are leaving their online reputation to chance. And they're really not collecting 5-star reviews and testimonials from happy customers. Now more than ever, consumers are comparing you with your competitors online. And a bad and not existing reputation is very costly. A lot of businesses that are well established don't have any reputation online, and this is costing them money. What's the solution? You have to establish a process in your business that contacts customers right after they have engaged with you to provide an opportunity to leave a 5-star review and to contact you if they were not satisfied. Because if you let that bad experience simmer, it will probably end up in a bad review. If you are quick to ask for an opinion and they can give it to you, then what happens is you give them a chance to vent and you can resolve that situation, and that unhappy customer might wind up ending being your best fan because you took care of the issue, right? Customers don't necessarily want to always be negative about you, but if you take care of it in an outstanding fashion, it's gonna change completely the way they think about you. So this part of the business and marketing needs to be at the core of your customer support sequences. If you don't have this implemented, this is costing you money right now. It could be one of the biggest source of additional revenue too in the future. We and our agency encounter every single day well-established businesses, I'm talking 10, 20, 30 year businesses, that are ignoring this. And the opportunity cost is immense in every single vertical. We in our agency have built a fully automated system to collect and manage reviews for businesses on every single platform. So it's on autopilot. So it gets done by you. Most business owners, to be honest with you, Tyde, they just don't have the time to do this,
yeah.
Right? They don't have the time. They don't know how. So if this is done for them on an autopilot fashion, it works wonders. And just to give you an example, I wanted to show this slide as well and to ask you a question, Tyde. Right? If you're looking for a landscaper that comes and does the landscaping in your home, who would you call first from this list?
Scapes.
Scapes, right? Your yeah. eyes go directly to them. It has the better review rating, average-wise, best quantity, Roundtree Landscaping is missing the boat, right? Even though he's listed first on the search, he's probably not going to get the clicks because there's no reviews. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be first to the dance floor, guys, right? They need to see people that have already done business with them. And then the third one, although it looks okay, anything under 4 stars starts looking pretty bad, right? Yeah. The perception is pretty bad. I'll give you my experience as an e-commerce seller. What we noticed after extensive testing is that products and services that have 5-star reviews or very close to 5-star reviews get maximum conversion rates and sales. Mm-hmm. When you drop that average to 4.5, you take a hit of about 30% in conversion rates and sales. If you let that drop from 4.5 to 4, then you take a 50% hit on your conversion rates and sales. And under 4, it's a disaster. It's like 70% less, right? There's more chance for people to call Roundtree Landscaping with no reviews than to call CG Green in this case. Because CG Green looks bad. At least Roundtree doesn't look either bad or good, mm-hmm. right? And some of the factors are the average star rating, the total number of reviews, the review frequency, the age of the reviews, the average ratings across sites. I mean, this is just interesting how people now gravitate. You know, I'm guessing, Tyde, you're about my same age. So we didn't grow up with the internet, right?
Yeah.
We did not grow up with this. But people in their 20s and even 30s, they grew up with the internet and reviews. Mm. So their decision-making is based very much so based on the reviews of the company, right? And what does that mean to a business? It allows you, if you're managing this actively, to influence more people to choose your business over your competitors. So another tip, guys. If you reach out to your customers that you've done business with and you ask them for a review right now, chances are because they have so much free time, they're going to say, oh man, yeah, I wish I could go have a paleta, right? So I'm going to leave you a review instead. So the last two topics, guys, so very important, right? How do we adapt and pivot for this new normal, right? That's one of the biggest questions that people ask. And the second one is strategies you must implement for now and post COVID-19. How to adapt to this new normal? Because we got to understand this is going to be a new normal, right? Most businesses right now are in a state of shock, uncertainty. They don't know what to do. And it's an undefined time frame of when things will normalize. We're not getting really good information as far as when we will get back to work and when things will normalize. The truth is that we will probably get back to work in about a month or two. But will consumers get back to shopping and buying normally in a month or two? That might change. So the solution is that right now there's a runway in front of you, right? A launch pad that allows you to take advantage of some easy to implement digital marketing strategies that will help you gain a lead over your competitors. The businesses that are acting now fast will win because those that are just paralyzed and not knowing what to do, and they're just waiting to see what happens, their momentum is lost very quickly. When you're operating your business day in, day out, you have momentum. You're serving people every day. You have energy. When you are not operating normally, that momentum is lost. So you have to regain that momentum on the web. You have to regain that momentum on social media. So my number one strategy is act now to get ahead. Implement some of the strategies we gave you, which are easy for any business to implement. If you don't know how to implement them, give us a call. We'll help you implement them. This event really has created a shift of at least 10 years in digital adoption, right? Mm-hmm. And what you need to understand right now is that moving your business into full gear digital marketing might be the very best thing you can do right now. Because otherwise, how else do you communicate with your customers if you cannot see them face to face in cases of businesses that serve physically to customers? But if you're an e-commerce business or somebody that provides services online, right now is your best chance too, because people are looking to buy your services. This image really represents the whole presentation, right? You have to have a digital marketing value funnel. Every single business needs to have one of these. Now, all the components might not yet be there for you, but you have to start somewhere, right? And really the interesting thing here is that at the very first thing, your prospect, your consumer, what you need to capture is their attention. How do you capture their attention? So many different ways. Some of the things we talked about today are customer reviews, online reputation, that captures attention either negative or positive, right? You have to start asking questions from your consumers so that they can let you know what they want and what they want to see and change, right? A lot of businesses are scared to ask their consumers, hey, how could I make my product better so that you buy more, right? If you ask the opinion of your customers, many times they're very willing to give it to you, right? You have to create a sales funnel. You have to create an advertising system. You have to create social campaigns that make sense. Now, they don't have to be too organized or perfect. You just have to start somewhere, right? Even if it's posting once a day, twice a day, three times a day, things that are relevant to consumers, that helps, right? And right now that a lot of people have free time, it's a perfect opportunity to do that, right? Mobile marketing, of course, you know this, text messages, making sure you're in their inbox, Facebook Messenger chatbots, there's so many opportunities there, promoting your website as well, and to create content. What I said is creation of content needs to be at the top of your marketing strategy. This is the complete ecosystem that will help your business thrive during the economic time or any economic time, okay? So today I wanted to give some time to people. I don't know how well we're doing on time.
We have time.
Perfect. So I wanted to really spend some time answering some questions. If there's any questions that you have, or any of the people watching at the moment have questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Thank you so much, Carlos. What a great presentation. I was just like nodding yes throughout the whole time. I was like, I felt like one of those like bobbleheads.
Good. No, look, it's
you know what? Everything that you said, it's golden right now for small businesses. And I mean, for us, like I was telling you earlier, it has been a little, I have gone through like moments of frustration because this is something that we have been talking about for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
And for us, it's like our mission. We have tried to motivate small businesses to start using the internet as a business tool. And just like you said earlier, because of what we're going through right now, like that adoption time has reduced enormously over the last 4 weeks. So now it's more people are going to feel comfortable buying stuff online. Yeah. I remember my wife not feeling comfortable ordering fresh produce online, and now she loves it. And yeah, I don't think that she's going to go back to the store unless she really needs to. If you think about it, like spending an hour or so to go into the supermarket, now you can submit your online list in 25 minutes and they will deliver it to you sometime, you know, the day that you scheduled your delivery for. So we're definitely going through some interesting times right now, and I think that graph that you put at the end, it pretty much summarized what a small business needs to do to be successful online. And
yes,
I want to see if there are any questions from our audience. We have about, what, like 20 people on Facebook, 19 people on Facebook. See if anyone on Facebook would like to ask any questions to Carlos or here. Cesar Toscano says, big thank you to both of you gentlemen for a great presentation and for spending time with you. God bless.
Our pleasure, Cesar. Hope you're doing well and staying safe.
Let's see. Well, we'll wait to see if anyone wants to ask something. I have one question for you, Carlos. I don't know if you can go back to the Google map.
Yes.
The listing. Because when you were showing that screenshot, I was wondering, how is it that round three is popping up on the first position when he doesn't have any reviews? Is it like how the listing is optimized?
Yeah, it there's many factors to Google putting you first, right? It could be that the location of the business is closer to where the person is searching.
Your IP address. Right?
So it could be proximity, geographical proximity.
Okay.
It could be the keywords that were used. So for example, if that person was searching for landscaping, particularly, these Roundtree guys have it in their name,
mm-hmm.
right? So that will pop up first. Scapes doesn't have it in their name. They have it in their description. So it's just the relevance. So
yeah.
It's very important for businesses to understand that there's many factors that will give you preference in favor from the search engines. Now, one of the things though, is I always talk about this and is, look, every single review that comes to your business not only has the stars, but it has the content.
Mm-hmm.
And what these platforms love is content.
Yeah.
They love keywords. And they don't like content necessarily from the business owner because they see that as biased content, right?
Exactly.
They see, oh yeah, you're gonna talk wonderful things about your own business, of course. But they want to see what people think about that business. So when people leave you those comments about your service, your business, what you did for them, your experience, etc., that gets aggregated and indexed so that when people are searching, those things start popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they help your SEO searchability index so that they can find you first.
You know, if there is something that I want our viewers to take away from this presentation, is definitely this right here. Like, they must own their Google business listing. They have to own it and they have to keep it up to date with information, pictures, just like you said, motivate their clients to leave reviews, because that's the most valuable thing that they can do with that listing. And don't pay companies for like fake reviews.
Right.
And that's what I would like you to elaborate a little if possible, because you mentioned about a platform that you guys created to help businesses with their reviews. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Of course. We use this platform for ourselves and our businesses. So basically we've created something that is very, very easy and simple. I'm going to actually show some slides about it. If that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Of how it works.
I think that's important. Just like you said, like the younger generations are basing their purchasing decisions based on what they read about the companies. So
yes,
reviews are definitely important for small businesses to take very seriously.
Yes, let me do that for you real fast. Yeah, reviews are where businesses either thrive or come to die.
Yeah.
that is the truth of it. I'm gonna show you real fast. I'm gonna really skim through this because of the time constraints. But this is a presentation that we did for business in New Mexico that does insurance, taxes, and accounting, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. They have a business, and they've been in business for 5 years. We asked them, hey, how many people do you have in your active customer list? And they told us, you know, we've served over 1,000 customers in the last 5 years, right? So you would think that, hey, you know, they have a good presence online. And when we showed him this, and look, before I go into all that, this is very important for anybody to know. This was a survey done at the end of 2019 about what customers feel about reviews, right? Mm-hmm. And this is basically, if you put the customer shoes on for a minute, you realize that 95% of customers search for local businesses online. You and I do it all the time. Our wives do it all the time. Our kids do it all the time, right? 91% of those customers read online reviews about a local business. So they're actually consuming the reviews. Mm-hmm. Most consumers look at least two platforms before making a decision. Mm-hmm. 84%, and this one's a shocker for me when I first saw it, 84% of people trust online reviews as much as a personal recommendation. Mm-hmm. Now, this was interesting because, you know, I thought that the recommendation from my compadre or my comadre was like above everything else, right? Yeah. But now it happens that when people get that recommendation, they check them out online too. And if it you doesn't know,
Carlos, sorry to interrupt you, but my son is 10 years old. Yeah. And well, 11, I'm sorry, he just turned 11. And he's actually reading reviews when, like, the other day we were trying to buy a new soccer ball. And I asked him, like, okay, just go through Amazon, find the best one for you, and then we'll buy it. And then I noticed that it took him a while to go through the whole process. And I said, why is it taking you so long? It's a soccer ball. I said, Daddy, I'm reading the reviews. I want to make sure that we get a good soccer ball. And wow. He's 11.
That's amazing. That tells you the whole story right there.
Yeah.
Right? That tells you the whole story. If a kid at 11, I have twins that are 8 years old, and they know what a five-star review is, mm-hmm. right? They understand what reviews mean. So mm-hmm. now people are trusting reviews more than actually personal recommendations. So both have to match up. And another big stat that we communicate is like 73% of consumers think that reviews older than 3 months are not relevant anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is very, very important too. If your business doesn't have recent reviews, people are thinking that you're not even open for business or operating, right?
Carlos, I know that sometimes it can be frustrating, especially for the restaurant industry, because sometimes they feel, we have some members that are in the restaurant industry, and sometimes they feel like some of these reviews are, unethical because probably yeah. some of these folks, they have never gone to a restaurant, they end up leaving a negative review. But I think this is where companies like yours come into play, because you can help manage those reviews. I mean, you have the capability of sending a letter to Yelp and say, check this user, it looks like he's fake and he's hurting my client, right?
Yeah. So exactly right. Not only that, but preventing those negatives before they happen.
They happen.
You know, the way that we do this, Taide, is we go into the business, and now I'm going to show you the rest of this. Mm-hmm. We go into the business and we show them, look, this is your report card. This mm-hmm. is what people are feeling and seeing, right? After 5 years in business with 1,000 reviews, you only have 31 reviews on Google and your average rating is 3.6, which is very negative. Yeah. That means that only the guys that are mad at you are leaving the reviews online, right? On Facebook, you have one review after 5 years business, right? Which is also a negative, because a five-star rating with one review, two negative reviews, puts you under. Nothing on Yelp, right? Nothing on any of the other platforms, which are very important. There's about 50 platforms now that collect reviews. Mm-hmm. And then you show them against their competition. You know, this is what you're stacking against in your local area as far as competition. And they realize, oh, wow, you know, all these other places are getting more reviews. Mm-hmm. So the goal is really to establish them as the clear choice for people just based on reviews. Because with a list of about 1,000 customers, he could have 300 reviews within just a month or two if you were reaching out and doing it the right way, right? Now the platform that we use on our system, and you know, my whole strategy is based on this one statement as far as helping businesses succeed in, you know, I built companies over and over again with this one strategy, and is the single most effective marketing strategy for your business is to collect 5-star reviews on autopilot and actively manage your reputation, mm-hmm. right? This has been really paramount. How does the system work? Our platform basically gathers your customer data and sends it via text and email on autopilot, reminders and engagement so that that customer is prompted to leave a review, right? And this happens via email, via text. Of course, customers can stop it at any time, but it just creates this environment where the customer leaves your place or leaves your shop or leaves your website. And as soon as they've interacted with you in one way, shape, or form, they get a message that says, restaurants too, they get a message that says, hey, Taide, I hope you enjoyed your meal. Would you leave us a review, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, the customer, if they're happy with what they received, is the most likely point in time that they'll leave a review, mm-hmm. right? How does it work too? Also, if you're doing email communication with customers, this gets added to a widget underneath your email signature where you're like asking, how do we do? Mm-hmm. Did we do good? Did we do bad? You know, tell us how we did. And as I was telling you, we practice what we preach. So what we do for our own agency is, let me show you this real fast. This is where our own funnel goes to. And this is basically the top of the funnel, right? The emails go here when they click that message. And we're basically trying to help customers understand that not only it's important, but the review is priceless, right? Please help our business. And we're kind of help them think that 5 stars is good, right? That's why you see 5 stars in their, a picture. That's why you see I had a 5-star of all the people that have left those reviews, right? And they can read it. So they say, oh man, these guys are doing a good job. They can translate to their own language if they have to. Right. So when they had a good experience, they click here and they can choose the platform of choice of where they want to leave a review. If it's Facebook, they can click Facebook, Google, mm-hmm. or anything else. If you want more reviews in one platform versus another, this is customizable as well. So as soon as they click this, they get instructions. It's very easy and it creates a very friction-free process that takes them directly to the profile. So that they can box, leave a review, right? So it's autopilot. This happens without anything, because another thing that people say is like, if you ask somebody, hey, could you leave a review? They're like, oh man, I don't even know how, right?
So man, they need to be basically. This is a great tool for small businesses, especially for restaurants. I hope that a lot of restaurant owners can watch this presentation later, because I mean, it will be a game changer for them. And also, I love what you say earlier about the POS system, like grabbing the contacts that you have in your POS and build a database out of it and start marketing them, you know, through text messages and email and all that. I mean, right now, all that is golden.
Oh, yeah. It's key. Now, here's another beautiful feature of the system, Taide. And probably I almost like this one better than the positive one, is if people had a bad experience with your business and you're reaching out quickly after they engage with you, they have a chance to click here, right? This doesn't take them to a public platform. This takes them to a forum where the person can vent, relate their frustration to you, tell you maybe that an employee didn't take care of them, they made him wait too much, or that the food was cold, or anything, right? Whatever the issue was, they can put it here, and this gets a message automatically sent to the customer service manager, the owner, or whoever you want to set it up with, so that when that person gets that message, say, oh shoot, I need to call this person right now. You pick up the phone, call, Taide and said, hey, Taide, look, I am so sorry this happened. How can I make it right for you? And this prevents a negative review, but it also helps you turn a very unhappy customer into a raving fan sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No,
that's really the essence of how the system works.
I think being proactive in this time of crisis, it's extremely important. And moving forward, we're going to have to stay proactive with our marketing strategy, and definitely integrating all these online tools is going to be key for the success of a business, and in some cases, just to stay open.
100%. Look, this is my team is feeding me information in real time, and this is one that we did for the pizza place in Florida, right? This is one that we did for them. It took us literally 48 hours to set this up for them. They did not have a system in place to order for takeout and delivery. And this was, you know, connected. It has all the COVID-19 information there. It has the information for the delivery services. We understand also that sometimes restaurants have to pay a whole lot for these delivery services. So the preferred option for the restaurant is the phone-in order, because those orders are a lot more profitable than an Uber Eats or Slice or Grubhub or anything else. So, you know, these are some of the easy tools that can be implemented for any business that wants to thrive during this crisis. And another thing that I love to do, Taide, is once you start collecting all these 5-star reviews, you can start promoting your business on social media with those. Because when people see third-party validation and credibility, they're a lot more likely to do business with you.
Definitely. No, definitely. Man, this is great, Carlos. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You so much for sharing all this valuable information. We'll make sure that we share your contact info once we publish this webinar in our website and share in our newsletter and stuff, because I mean, this is the time. I mean, it was yesterday, but if you didn't do it yesterday, you have to do it now. This is a time when you have to, like, seriously think about having a very strategic online strategy, and working with experts like you, Carlos, is the way to do it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel or go through the whole learning process that you have gone through over the years. I mean, you have so much know-how right now that can be implemented like that in 24 hours in no time. Yes. And this is the time for implementing strategies in no time. This is it. And everyone who watched this video, make sure that you reach out to Carlos or anyone else that have the experience that Carlos has, because don't try to go through this situation on your own. Rely on experts.
Yeah, Taide, you know, a couple parting thoughts, and I'm going to put my contact information here. So if people want to email me or contact me via email or on the website, they can do so. And what I would tell them is, a lot of people sometimes, oh man, I missed the boat, it's too late. My industry doesn't use online, I can't do business on the internet. All those paradigms or mind blocks are really not accurate. Mm-hmm. Every single industry category can leverage the internet, e-commerce, and digital marketing to build the business. Every single one. Now, it's not going to be the same or cookie cutter for every one of those, but every single one of those will help this. And what I want to extend to you and your members today is that if any of your chamber members wants a complimentary strategy session, myself and my team will be more than happy to help them, guide them, show them some strategies they can implement at no cost right now. And, or of course, if they want to use our services, great, but more so, kind of help them diffuse these ideas that, oh, in my industry, internet marketing doesn't work, or I hired my niece to do some Facebook ads and they didn't work, right? Yeah. when you know, the niece probably was her first time doing it, or I hired my niece to do social content and she got tired 2 weeks into it, right? This is really most people's digital marketing experience has been like that, right? Has been kind of not necessarily successful, or they've never done anything. So I want to make sure that and reassure people that are watching, look, it doesn't matter if you don't even have a Google business page, it can be set up quickly for you. And this can be really something that starts really creating a whole new avenue of revenue for your business. Mm-hmm. And if you are unsure what to do, I mean, contact Taide, contact myself, contact anybody in your circle of influence that can help you, guide you. But you know what I mean? For those that are members of your chamber or follows you, you know, no better resource than tapping into the resources you're already giving them.
No, perfect. Thank you. Maribel Guillen is saying that valuable information. Thank you, Carlos. I learned a lot from this presentation and I'll be interested on a complimentary strategy session.
Perfect, so Maribel. Yeah, Carlos, if you want to send me an email.
Uh-huh. Send an email, Maribel. The contact info is right there. Anything else, Carlos, that you would like to add? I don't want to take too much of your time. I know that you're a very busy businessman and I'm very grateful for you being with us today.
Taide, again, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you again for the hard work you do, putting out the good message that business ownership is good, business ownership is fun, business ownership creates financial freedom, and that being, you chose your name a long time ago, right? You chose the e-commerce name a long time ago, so you were ahead of your time even, you know. I started selling online almost at around the time, maybe a little bit earlier than when you chose the name. And back in those days, if you remember, they were saying, man, e-commerce will never work, right? Yeah. Nobody wants to buy shoes online because they want to go to the store and buy them there, you know, things like that. And I was like, man, no, this is the biggest thing that has ever happened for commerce. Yeah. And it's interesting. So, man, great job on what you've done over the years with your chamber. I am so happy that, you know, we're building this relationship to continue to help businesses out there and to just provide value to more people. So appreciate the work you do.
No, thank you very much, Carlos. Because of people like you, I keep doing what I'm doing. It hasn't been an easy job, but you know, one or two people that change their beliefs in terms of the content that we put out, those are more than enough for us to keep doing what we're doing. And we've been doing a very product since 2008. And the best is yet to come, because this crisis is just opening up better opportunities for small businesses to do business online. And we have been at the forefront of this trend. And I'm excited for what's coming for the business community.
Excellent. Again, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And looking forward to the next one.
Thank you, Carlos.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.